As part of our continuing series that we have developed with our good friends at the Foundation for Community Health here at Robin Hood Radio, we do interviews a couple of times a month with nonprofits that benefit from the expertise and the experience of the Foundation for Community Health, which is an organization which really came out of the sale of the Sharon Hospital many years ago. And money that was used from that sale has benefited so many different things in so many different ways and so many different people in our area. The foundation came to me, and we'd like to describe to you so you're aware what the foundation does, but not only what the foundation does, but also how it benefits individuals and other nonprofits in our area. And today, our interview is with Dr. Rocco Russo, who is the medical director for the Community Health and Wellness Center. Dr. Russo, thanks for joining us today on Robin Hood Radio.
Well, you're welcome.
So let's talk a little bit about you first personally as the medical director of Community Health and Wellness Center. Let's get a little bit of background on yourself. I've taken a look at a few things. You've got a pretty long history in family medicine.
Well, that was my my specialty in family medicine, my residency training.
And now how I always hate to do this, but how long have you been practicing and been involved in medicine?
Well, those are two different questions. I've been involved in medicine really since my senior year in high school, where I volunteered at our local hospital developing X-rays in the X-ray department, using old-style X-ray developing. Yeah. In college, I worked as an emergency orderly throughout college and after college, and I also worked in a white blood cell research lab to support my education. After college, I continued working in the emergency room, and then I also worked as a hemodialysis technician in the early days of dialysis. I started medical school in 1981. I completed my residency in 1988, and it's been a continuous thread during that time.
You know, it's interesting as I look at your background. In between 2008 and 2011, you were the associate clinical professor at the UConn School of Medicine, instructing medical students in primary care and family medicine. And I guess there would be no better person to ask the question before we get on to community health and wellness. What you think the advancements that have been in primary care and family medicine, and maybe some of the things that haven't advanced far enough, because it's obvious that you have a wide range of experience and it can probably recognize the highs and lows of healthcare as it regards to families.
Well, I really think family medicine varies when you go across the country. You know, we're trained, at least when I was in training, in doing minor surgery, in doing prenatal care, obstetrical care, and also doing some major surgeries like removing gallbladders and assisting in appendectomies and hysterectomies. So we have sort of a broad approach. I think family medicine is not really understood for all that it can do still, and I think it's much more flexible than other primary care specialties. I mean, in family medicine, we also do pediatrics from newborn care up through geriatric care. And I think having a broad range of patient experiences really can add to how you approach taking care of patients. I mean, having done a lot of pediatrics, you know, I have resources to a lot of medications that are solutions. Some people that get older that have trouble with swallowing pills, you know, it's easy to think about switching to something that's a suspension. If you haven't had that experience, you're not going to. And I took care of a lot of people with HIV in the early days of HIV. So having that experience with different and a multitude of infectious diseases and some cancers just broaden my ability to approach people that don't have HIV. So I really don't know if I'm really answering your question directly. There's a misunderstanding of what family medicine does. Up until about 20 years ago, I was doing both outpatient and inpatient, and that's about the time when hospitalists came on board. But I think that family medicine does add a lot to primary care, and there's a global understanding of it.
We're speaking with Dr. Rocco Russo, who is the medical director, and we were talking about the Community Health and Wellness Center. And the interesting thing about the Community Health and Wellness Center, which is going to be extending, offices are in Torrington and Winstead, but soon the facility in North Canaan will be open. And when you take a look at the Community Health and Wellness Center as a medical director, what do you like? What do you find inviting about the culture and the environment from which it operates?
I think the culture, and I'd like to say the mission statement, though I can't quote it off the top of my head. I think there is a real esprit de corps about providing good primary care services to anyone that walks in the door, whether they have insurance or they don't have insurance. Whether they understand what's going on with them or they don't understand what's going on with them, whether they speak English or they don't speak English. And I what's nice about working at a community health center, really a federally qualified community health center, is that, you know, our administration has been able to negotiate contracts, with patients for a sliding scale fee for patients that don't have access to insurance for whatever reason, and also for some blood tests and other types of testing, so that we can provide services without always worrying about if the patient has access to them. We also have some community health workers that can assist patients who may be eligible for insurance but don't know how to go about it. We do have some community outreach for helping coordinate care for people that aren't used to accessing care. And I think that's all great. I mean, I grew up in a family, in a household where we grew up in a family where English wasn't the first language, where we grew up in a multi-generational household. My grandmother took in and adopted some children and took in foster kids. She got her care, health care, and the kids got their care at the local county hospital, which was three bus rides and, you know, waiting on lines. So I understand what people go through or can go through to get to health care, and we try to facilitate that. We try to organize transportation for people that don't have access, and we try to help people understand why it's important to pursue some of these, to pursue their health care. We also offer dental services, behavioral health services, which are psychological and psychiatric services. And we also offer chiropractic services and podiatry services.
Well, what's interesting about what you're saying is at 68 years of age, which I am, I remember back here in Sharon, Connecticut, Dr. Goodenach, and he used to do house calls. I actually lived through where the doctor came to your house. And if you had to go to the hospital, or Sharon Hospital was built at that time, you went to the hospital. But I think the important thing, and especially out here, we are starting to lose practices in Kent. And it's so important that your organization, your health center, is going to open up in North Canaan, the Community Health and Wellness Center. And you are looking to recruit physicians right now for that, right?
Right. We're in the process of actively recruiting docs that can do and enjoy primary care and are looking for an opportunity to work in a rewarding environment. You know, medicine is stressful as it is, and medicine has been corporatized throughout the country, and sometimes you get into situations where you feel like you're just doing things because that's the request of an administrator who may never have had any medical knowledge besides seeing their own doctor. where community health centers are an opportunity to have, continue that dialogue about what is important about healthcare, what's best about healthcare, and how to provide it to a multitude of people at a community level so that it works. And it's not always that easy. It's not always a consistent dialogue. There are sometimes differences between what the administration wants and what the physician wants and what the patient wants. But I find community health centers are open to that dialogue, and it's a very dynamic process. I could tell you for myself, when I was doing solo practice, I too was doing house calls. And I was seeing patients at three different hospitals, along with seeing patients in my office. But because of insurance constraints, economically, I wasn't a good businessman. And so there's a balance between what you do to help pay for the care and what you do to, inefficiently compassionate way, provide care that makes sense for people. It's an ongoing process. I again, also do have a medical student from the University of Connecticut, and teaching, one, keeps you on your toes, and also helps expose the next generation of physicians to what the possibilities of primary health care can be. So for a physician that's you know, feeling like they're not getting the most of where they're working, these are great opportunities. Working in a rural to semi-rural area has its own challenges, but it also has, a multitude of rewards.
We're speaking with Dr. Rocco Russo, Medical Director of the Community Health and Wellness Center, which will soon open up an office in North Canaan. You know, one of the things that's so important about what the Foundation for Community Health does is, you were just talking about yourself and business. Foundation for Community Health provides, they don't do the work, but they provide the access, sometimes the money, sometimes the structuring of all these different things. And I try to stress every time we do one of these interviews how important the Foundation for Community Health is in interacting with organizations like yours, to give them that added sense of stability and security, knowing going in that that this is going to be all right.
Yes.
You know, we live in strange times. We need doctors. We need physicians. It's very hard to attract them to rural areas, even though it's a beautiful place to live. And I think the work that you are doing yourself as a medical director and everybody else in your organization really is, without it, we'd be lost. We've been very lucky out here with senior health care and with things like that. And now with this latest office opening up in Northwest Connecticut and in North Canaan, along with Torrington and Winsted, your health care center, community health and wellness, offers an opportunity to, as I said, we have the best health care in the world. It's the access which isn't always the best, and I think you're a big answer to that problem.
Well, thank you. I think, you know, I'm selfish here. I'm pursuing and enjoying the practice of medicine, and this opportunity helps me do that also. I know we're in strange times, but there was a book that came out in the 1980s called, I'm going to quote it wrong, the title, The Social Transformation of American Medicine from Colonial Times Through Present. And it's fascinating that there were a lot of shifts in how medicine was approached and how it was distributed throughout the country. I find what's fascinating is that some of the issues are still the same. We offer one type of solution, and I think, again, medicine is ongoing, and it's an ongoing learning process, and I don't think I will ever completely know everything about it and what's the challenge of the knowledge of medicine, plus how to be to serve a community in a way that works for that community is always there. But I've enjoyed working at community health centers for those reasons.
Well, once again, Dr. Rocco Russo, the medical director, Community Health and Wellness Center in Torrington and Winsted, soon opening up in North Canaan. If you folks want more information on the web, chwctorr.org. That is chwctorr.org. ORR.org. Dr. Russo, thanks for spending a few moments with us today.
Well, you're welcome. It's been a pleasure.